All right. Welcome to another episode of The Career Report. We are your hosts, Tim and Christina Madden, and we go live every single day, Monday through Friday, talking about what is going on in the market. So whether you're approaching your next opportunity, you're up-leveling your leadership skills, or you just wonder what's going on in the market, or you want to stay up to date on, hey, what tools are people using to accelerate their career? This is your one-stop location. Hey, as always, if you need help landing your next director, VP, or an executive role, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Christina, why don't you get us started today?
I sure will. Guys, last night, before I went to bed, one of my last thoughts, if you want to know something really intense about your girl, Christina, before we dive into this topic, because it's very much tied together, is, do you know that I would rather die than be average? I would rather literally die than to come here and be average. Okay. And that's what we're going to talk about on this podcast, about how being average, an average performer, an average thinker, is not going to get you hired. So if you're somebody who is saying, like, the executive job market is dead, no one is hiring, there are no leadership roles, everything is frozen, I'm here to tell you that that will be true for people who stay average, stay the same, and don't rise up. Okay. This is called what I'm calling the Great Leadership Reset. This is a hot topic out there right now. And what it means, guys, is that executive hiring is actually up. It's up by 20%. Shout out to TalentFoot, a respected executive recruiting firm, for this stat, that executive hiring is actually up by 20%. But what you all need to hear is that the bar has risen. Okay, you can't stay the same. You can't stay small, because executives are being hired and the opportunities are there and they're opening and companies are spending money and fighting for great leaders, but they are not hiring and spending money on hesitant leaders, outdated leaders, and people who are operating from a very old identity or a 2019 identity, right? Because everything drastically started to change right around that time. So what we're going to be talking about today is we're going to break that down a little bit and talk about, okay, then how do we solve that problem? How do you rise up? How do you get better? How do you stop staying average and staying small and really stand out? So, Tim, I know you're just like, ready to go on this
one. I'm ready to go. I didn't tell you this, so this is perfect, because I want to tell you what just happened last night. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I didn't tell you this. So since we're talking about just that average, so as you know, I've been running for a while. You know that. You know, I run a decent amount of miles per week, but I haven't been lifting weights and stuff for a while. And you know, in the month of Thursday, month of November, man, I slipped up. I was eating stuff I shouldn't have. We rolled into Thanksgiving and I was like, man, oh man, oh man. So I'm like, no, it's time to get locked in. What is going on? So, you know, over the past couple of days, I've been hitting it like super hard, right? I really have. Staying consistent with everything. Last night, I'm with the little man at the mall and I'm thinking, right? I'm looking at the time and here's what happens. And I know this is going to help everyone. I'm looking at the time and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get back home. I'm only going to have 15 minutes. I need to jump on a call with one of our vendors for 30 minutes. Then I have Madden family time. And then immediately following that, I mentor another founder. So I'm like, man, so now I'm like, what am I going to eat? I'm not going to have time. So I literally thought about, hey, I'm just going to roll through and grab a quick sandwich, right? Go to Chick-fil-A real quick. And it's not that bad, but it's not good for you. You know? So I'm like, I'm just going to roll through Chick-fil-A, get a sandwich and some fries. I'm busy.
You didn't tell me this.
Oh, no, it gets better. Let me tell you the whole story, because it's so good. So I'm like, okay, I'm mapping Chick-fil-A. It's only a mile away from the mall. So I'm like, I'm driving there. I get to the stoplight before that. And you know what I was thinking?
My wife made tacos. No.
It doesn't matter. All of the amazing, it doesn't matter about anything, right? Oh. I thought about, get your shit together. Stay disciplined, right? Listen, whether there's beautiful tacos at home or there's nothing at home, right? when you negotiate with yourself about anything, it leads to other things, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you need to understand today. You can't be an exceptional leader in your workforce with every part else of your life, average or below average, right? High performer is a lifestyle. It's not something you do at work. And I think that's the biggest thing. So last night I was like, and then what did I do? Hey, I've ran. Then you try to negotiate it in your mind. Hey, I've ran 10 miles. I got in 3 hours of workouts. Then you try to justify it. And I know we're talking about food, ladies and gentlemen, but really we're talking about everything. We're talking about missing your workout, not writing your goals down, not becoming better at communication, which is the only thing that's going to help you in corporate America, is investing in yourself and adding value in yourself. And if you're consistently sabotaging yourself, you ain't going to get anywhere. So, hey, even me and Derek were actually joking about this, right? Because we're both pretty disciplined people and we both eased up a little bit. And I was like, man, if Mr. Discipline himself and Derek, who's pretty disciplined, can easily fall into it, the average everyday person, I could see how it would be very difficult. But we have a lot of habit-based systems. I'll pause there and let you go. I just wanted to run you through that story because it was like, that was last night. And what does that situation turn into? I let up on other things in my life, right? I missed the workout. Just doesn't work, man. It doesn't work.
Yeah. And
Chick-fil-A. Are you proud of me?
God. Well, see, Tim didn't tell me this or run me through any of this play by play because I'm somebody with food who is like obscenely disciplined. Like I just don't even understand. Like I'm to the point now where I just can't even wrap my head around it. Cause I have boiled eggs and fruit and tacos prepped and meat, I can see how that could happen. I'm glad you didn't fall into the trap out there, because listen, the underlying message there, two guys, for you is if you can't control yourself and take care of yourself, how can you be trusted to shape a culture at a great organization?
Let me just interrupt. You said shape culture, but let me get more specific. How are you going to lead 100 people?
And by the way,
that's manage $10 million. How are you going to, if you can't even control these little things. Sorry, Christina. It's just,
well, and that's one of the bullet points I wanted to get into today is, okay, now, Christina, we know the bar has risen. People are still hiring, but I'm being forced to get better. This is one of the things that decision makers want to see people
be great
at is self-awareness, discipline, and ability to shape culture and lead large teams, obviously. But again, if you can't handle your personal life, if you're personal habits are out of alignment with who you're becoming, if you're in a victim mindset, your marriage is on the rocks, your finances are out of control, you know, all these different areas, you can't be trusted.
Yeah. And that's why another plug here, right? To either talk about our program or one of the books we write, because we have so much things to help you. That's why we have a leadership and development program right here. And it's three fundamentals. It's me, we, us, which is what our mentor taught us. And the me part is the biggest struggle for everyone. It's how do I get myself right? How do I hold myself accountable? How do I hold myself to high standards? Because if you can't do that, how are you ever, ever going to be able to interject that into a team? It's impossible. Email me at tim@execupgrades.com if you want more information on our leadership and development program.
Yeah, I was pulling together screenshots of messages from our clients over the last week about how important the identity congruence piece of this is, the building and reshaping of your identity and your core values and clarity. And again, your discipline. And then the next step of that is self-trust. These companies need leaders that they can trust, who trust themselves. And do you guys understand that? Do you guys understand that this is not about getting a job? Do you hear me? Yes, I know you need a job, but nobody wants to hire you if you don't have your shit together. So I know this is intense and it's kind of, you know, difficult to hear. Trust me, I understand that. But it's, again, the myth really is that hiring is slow. But the truth of it is that the hiring process is selective. So they are no longer handing out VP roles to anyone with just a long resume and old wins and old identities. Okay. They're looking for adaptability, discipline, clarity, digital fluency, hybrid leadership skills, the ability to lead change, not just maintain the status quo, values alignment, emotional intelligence, huge. And then again, identity congruence, which means you're showing up as who you truly are, not who you think you should be. They're making, guys, this is a big one. Companies are making fewer mistakes because guess what? They have the best people, the best technology, and the best systems to weed out the losers, okay? They're tired of bad hires. They're tired of leaders who crumble under pressure. They're tired of people who talk a big game but can't really execute in the new economy, okay? So yes, roles are opening, but they're only opening for leaders who meet a new level of expectations. It's not a frozen market. It's a refined market. So the big question for you today, and it's a painful one, is are you even great in these areas? And if not, perfect, because you're on the perfect podcast to get the help, okay? Because we force you to rise up. We give you the skills that you need, sharpen your current skills, and become the leader you need to be to get the jobs. I know we talk about this a lot, yeah, but I'm
hoping- is the only way you can get better. And Jim said, Christina, he said, thanks. I completely get that. I was doing well with exercises until I ate Thanksgiving dinner. Now I'm back to building the workout momentum and schedule. Stay consistent. I want to talk about that. And he said, this is all the reasons why I joined DCU. Thank you so much, Jim.
Amazing.
Because, amazing. Hey, when you do these things, it shows consistency, right? Like I saw recently... that's Alex, our video guy. Don't worry if you're watching in live. Hey, Alex is here from Florida. He flew up here.
He's cold. He's freezing.
He is freezing. It's 70 degrees there. So, hey, when we talk about consistency, that's when, you know, I don't want to go into this talk about a bachelor's degree or an MBA or certifications or being fit, but all of those things, if you have those, that is showing that you were able to do something consistently over time. That's what employers are looking for, mm-hmm. right? How can you bring consistent results over time? And you need to skill up in all of these different areas and you need to continue learning. When we talk about the difference of skill gap, we don't talk about that a lot in corporate America, but I want to give you like two analogies. Look at the difference between a high school football player and an NFL player. If you've ever played professional sports, look at the best college sports players, the best. Some go to the NFL and they can't hang. The skill gap is so high. Look at video games. We've all played them before. Some of you watching still play them today. What is the difference between the average person who plays a video game and the people who play at the Call of Duty tournaments? You stand no chance, right? It's just like corporate America. Don't undervalue your ability to gain new skills daily, train on those skills relentlessly over time, because that is now your competition at these higher levels. And that's what Christina's talking about. Average is no longer acceptable. If you want to make $300, $400, $500,000, and you're not, you can't do some of these basic things, you're never going to get there.
And it should have never really been acceptable. So I'm kind of excited about this reset. But yeah, I mean, even things just like write this down. Adaptability is the new currency. Okay, you can't be resisting new technology. You can't be somebody who needs excessive validation, somebody who relies on old frameworks. You freeze during change. You just can't adapt. You're resistant. Again, old things that don't work, which have nothing to do with your age. And by the way, unless you're making it about age, it's not. Some of the best leaders know how to adapt and innovate pretty quickly. And again, all these habits, the habits Tim is talking about is what's going to impact the confidence, and your lack of confidence will show up everywhere you go, right? So you're already sort of dead in the water if you're dealing with low confidence. And we understand, like we get it. I used to have the lowest level of confidence. Actually.
Well, when you don't take care of yourself, how could you have any confidence?
My mom.
You don't trust yourself.
Get to like delusional levels of confidence. But Guys, let me give you a little hack since this food thing hit home for people too. You don't even need junk food on these holidays. I don't understand it. Okay, we had 5 desserts to choose from.
It seems so bad. I have to tell everyone real quick. It tastes so good. You wouldn't know. I'm sorry, Christina. It's that peanut butter one. It's amazing.
Well, peanut butter does have a little sugar just naturally. But keto-friendly, low-carb, gluten-free, low to no processed sugar, and then some lean proteins and vegetables and some simple carbs like potato. Like, I'm just letting you know, if you use a holiday as an excuse to become completely glutton and indulgent to the point of regret, I'm sorry. You're never going to win at anything. Like, I'm sorry. You just can't. Like, you guys got to move past this, especially. I bring this up because the holiday season will be what kills your momentum. Mm-hmm. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And by January 1st, you're already going to be eons behind people who are forward thinking and people who are rising above. And I know a million of them that are out there getting their walk in right now, planning their meals. They're sharp. They're learning every day. They're our clients. They're my friends. They're fellow business owners. They're mentors. They just fill my feed because that's what I attract. And that's who I have networked with over the years, right? So I see it. People are killing it. If you are not killing it and you feel like shit and you're getting nowhere, it is a you problem and it's time to change. It is time to change. If you want more out of your life and your career, and if you want to get hired, that's why you're listening to us, right? You want to get hired. You want to get a new job. So you need to work on your identity, your habits, your connections, your network. And then the things, again, that they're looking for, like strategic, you know, getting more into like the strategy part, is you need to be committing to visibility. So posting, commenting, networking, showing that, you know, you're thinking. Invisible executives, they don't get leadership roles. If you're invisible, you are not getting a leadership role. You cannot be invisible. It is not allowed. It's not happening. You can't dance around it. You're not going to get lucky. You're not going to be the lucky one that did nothing but still got a killer job. It's not going to happen, right? So you need to commit to visibility. You need to communicate like a modern leader. So clarity, directness, presence, emotional intelligence. Move before you're ready. Hesitation, guys, is the enemy of all momentum, and hesitation will also kill your career dreams. If you're constantly second guessing yourself, doubting yourself, hesitating, or if you're somebody who's listening, thinking about working with us and you've been getting our emails for a year and you're attending every event, but you just can't pull the trigger, that same behavior of hesitation is what I'm talking about. Like, You know you need to be doing something. You keep hesitating. Nobody wants to hire somebody like that. You don't even want to be friends with somebody like that. Something else. Let's see. Tell a future-focused story. So companies want to see where you're going, not where you've been. This old thing stuck in the past, old paradigms, old identity, old achievements. Nobody cares. Right, Tim? Nobody cares.
The past is important, but what's more important is the present right now. And what's more important of that is you thinking about the future and the results that you're going to bring, right? So that's why, you know, people don't do a good job asking companies what they need, what are their challenges, where are they going? You know, I talk about interviews being extremely logical, right? If I ask Christina what she needs, what her challenges are, where she's going, and I show her how I can help her based on past experiences aligning to her future goals and current problems, why would I not move forward in the interview round? It's very logical. Now, easier said than done. I get it, because a lot of people's processes are messed up, et cetera. But this shouldn't be that hard. It's actually, life is very simple. We as humans make it incredibly difficult, and it all boils down to fundamentals. So that's the biggest thing we wanted you to get out of today. Fundamentals of just successful people. Because what did Michael Jordan do and Kobe Bryant every single day as they started their workouts? They were dribbling the ball. Mm-hmm. No different than an eighth grader would. So my favorite thing, this is a lot, I understand, but as we're wrapping up, Christina headed into the team-wide ECU meeting today, I would tell people that I know you're not going to be able to change everything in a day, but you know what needs to change, ladies and gentlemen. What is it for you? Do you not have goals? Are you not staying accountable to those goals? What is it for you? Because as my one of my favorite mentors says, Christina, when you change, everything will change. When you change, everything will change. So think about that. If you're not changing, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to get more of the same. Are you going to settle for that?
And you can't, right, like Tim said, you can't change everything in a day. But let me tell you, a lot can change in a day.
Absolutely.
A lot can change in one day. You can decide. It doesn't take 10 years of life coaching, 10 years in psychotherapy, 10 books. It doesn't take that. It takes massive action and massive decision making.
Good point. Hey, number one, start with this. Keep all the promises to yourself. Today, if you say you're going to go take out the trash, clean out your closet, do your laundry, drink more water, go on a, whatever it is, do it, do it, do it, like your life depends on it.
Because it does, by the way.
Because it absolutely does. And Jim says, as we wrap up, Christina, he said, I was concerned about talking too much about future goals in the interview because worried about them thinking that I wouldn't be around for long term. I would always turn my goals and align them with company goals. That's the best way to approach that. So that's when me and Christina conduct PPF conversations with our team a couple times a year. That stands for personal, professional, and financial goals. We want to know, you know, here's where we're going, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see how your goals align with where we're going. That's what we try to do because guess what? It's a win-win for both people. So if you can align, if you can figure out what the company's goals are and somehow align yours with that, even if that's due for a promotion.
Let me take that a step further. You want to talk about how you're going to use that company vehicle to reach your goals, right? Alongside them. So yeah, you'd be all in on their mission, right? If it's helping you reach your goals. Goal alignment. That's how you talk about it. You don't make it me, 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 me. It's a we conversation. It's an alignment conversation.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all we have today for the Career Report. Hey, as always, we will see you tomorrow. If you need help in your career, whether it's leadership, starting a new job, resume and LinkedIn enhancement, right? Landing a new position, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. See you tomorrow.